I'm joined today by Rachel Gault, the Managing Director of Yacht Carbon Offset. Hi, Rachel. Welcome to Riviera Radio. You're a regular visitor to our studio. Can you remind our listeners about Yacht Carbon Offset and exactly what you do?
Yes, of course, Sarah. And first of all, thank you very much for having me. It's nice to be back again. Yacht Carbon Offset's key objective is to help the super yacht community to reduce its net environmental impact. We started operating in 2008, long before many people had even heard of the term carbon offsetting. And today we serve an enormous variety of clients across the superyacht sector. We work with captains, owners, yacht charter and yacht management companies, marinas and shipyards, as well as multiple companies that serve the community of the superyacht sector. Fundamentally, our service can be summarised in five steps. First, we work with the client to identify and calculate the tons of the greenhouse gas emissions associated with the activity. These emissions, such as carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide, are typically generated by fuel and power consumption and are harmful for the environment. We then select the most suitable carbon reduction project to counterbalance the emissions. Once agreed with the client, we retire the required number of carbon credits in the selected project through the relevant international carbon registry. And one ton of greenhouse gas emissions is offset by one carbon credit. The final step of our service is to issue a personalised yacht carbon offset certificate that documents the completion of the carbon offset transaction. It's probably worth mentioning that our process is certified to ISO 9001 by Lloyd's Register Quality Assurance. This gives the stamp of approval. Our clients can be confident that we operate with integrity and rigour.
You mentioned carbon reduction projects. Can you tell our listeners what you mean by a carbon reduction project and how do you select them?
Yes, sure. The project selection is a really important part of our service, and we aim to identify projects that are relevant to the clients in terms of location and technology. The process of carbon offsetting originated under the United Nations Kyoto Protocol, which had the objective of reducing global greenhouse gas emissions. The carbon credit mechanism facilitates investment in projects that reduce greenhouse gas emissions on a significant scale. Most people say to me, carbon offsetting, so you're planting trees. And actually, that's not what we do, although we do support two fantastic mangrove projects in Kenya. But the majority of the carbon reduction projects we support are renewable energy projects, meaning power plants generated by solar, wind, hydro or landfill gas. And due to the nature of the carbon offsetting mechanism, the projects are always located in developing countries and always have a positive impact on the local communities. Two of my favourite projects that we're supporting at the moment are a methane capture project in Ecuador and a biomass project located in Costa Rica.
Now, we met last year. Can you tell me what have been the most important developments in your market since?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I'll have to say that it's the growth in the variety of our clients that we are now serving. Traditionally, our core business has been establishing annual carbon offset programs for yachts. So we deal directly with the yacht captains and the management companies. But since last year, really, we've had an explosion of activity from many other players in the sector. So, for example, activity in the charter market has really taken off, with many charter brokers now offering our service to counterbalance the impact of their client's charter. It's worth saying that our indicative price to offset a week's charter is less than €500. So that's a reflection, I think, of the fact our service is affordable and competitively priced. We are also working with marinas, shipyards, companies in the sector, and addressing corporate carbon footprints as well. So we look at office power, staff travel and commutes. And in fact, we do that for Riviera Radio, for whom we offset the impact of the station's energy consumption and staff travel.
So which of our listeners should get in touch with you and how do they reach you?
I can honestly say that our bespoke service can be adapted to the needs of all of your listeners. We all travel by car and plane, so we would like to, if you would like to counterbalance the impact of your lifestyle, get in touch. And for all those listeners connected with the superyacht sector, if you're concerned about the environmental impact of your company or of your clients' activities, we will have a solution for you. The easiest way to get in touch is to go to our website, yachtcarbonoffset.com, or you can email me directly at rachel@yachtcarbonoffset.com.